meeting will now come to order. Let the record reflect that this is Thursday, March 22nd, 2012, and that this meeting is taking place in the Senate Finance Room, thanks to Senator Stedman. We appreciate being here. In Juneau, Alaska, in attendance are Pam Varney, Executive Director at Legislative Affairs Agency, Procurement Officer Tina Strong, Kathy Tilton, Administration Assistant to the Consul. Now we'll do roll call. If everybody's on the agenda there, we'll do Senator Betty Davis, Senator Dennis Egan, Senator Donnie Olson.
Here.
Senator Lyman Hoffman.
Here.
Senator Burt Stedman.
Here.
Senator Gary Stevens.
Here.
Senator Linda Menard. Here. Representative Alan Osterman.
Here.
Representative Mike Chenault. Representative Bob Herron.
Here.
Representative Lindsey Holmes.
Here.
Representative Craig Johnson. Representative Bill Stoltz. Representative Peggy Wilson. And let the record reflect that now joining us is Senator Betty Davis. Next, we have approval of the agenda. Are there any corrections or additions to the agenda? Seeing none, Mr. Vice Chair, make a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that the Council approve the agenda as presented.
Hearing no objections to the agenda, is approved as presented. Next, we have the minutes. Presented for approval are the February 9th, 2012 regular meeting minutes. The packets were out on Tuesday afternoon, so I am sure that members have had ample time to review them. May I have a motion approving the minutes?
Madam Chair, I move that Legislative Council approve the February 9, 2012 minutes as presented.
Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the motion? Hearing no objections, the minutes are approved as files. Let the record reflect that we have joined, Representative Craig Johnson has joined us. Welcome. Next, we have the sanctioning and ratification of charitable events. I'm requesting ratification of the sanctioning of the 2012 Legislative Skits and Girl Scouts of America celebration and auction. I sanction both of these events in advance to this meeting, as time was of essence for the event and they wish to begin the sale of tickets. Also presented in the packet is a request for sanctioning of the Outdoor Heritage Foundation Midnight Sun Charity Shoot and Banquet. May I have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move that Legislative Council ratify the sanctioning of the Girl Scouts of America celebration and auction and the legislative skits by Legislative Council Chair, and sanction the Outdoor Heritage Foundation Midnight Sun Charity Shoot and Banquet per AS 24.60.080 parenthetical A2B.
Is there any discussion? Yes. Senator Stevens.
Concerned. If we pass this, can we be assured there'll be no chicken jokes in the skits this year?
There'll be or no queen jokes. Stand up, sit down. Okay, thank you. Are there any objections to the motion? This is a serious meeting, Rep. Johnson. Are there any objections to the motion? Hearing none, the motion is approved. Next, we'll have the Statute Publication Subcommittee. The contract for publication of the Alaska statutes will expire at the end of 2012. I am currently forming a subcommittee to work with the reviser and statutes, Pam Finley, and the director of legal services, Doug Gardner, to prepare a request for the proposal, review submittals, and make recommendations to the Consul. Senator Stevens and Representative Holmes have graciously agreed to be on the subcommittee along with myself. Thank you. Next, we have the Bethel office space approval. The Bethel office space lease will expire June 30th, 2012, with 3 one-year renewal options remaining. This lease renewal will run from July 1st, 2012 to June 30th, 2013. There is an additional 303 square feet of office space available that has been requested by the legislators that are in that facility. The addition to this square footage would be considered amendment number one. The cost of the lease renewal and amendment number one of amendment number one is $55,498.80. This equals $2.15 per square foot for the original space and $2.75 per square foot for the additional 303 square feet. I wanted everybody to know that it was originally $3.10, and we negotiated hard, and we got it to $2.75. So I'm very thankful that the owner of the building agreed to do that. Procurement Officer Tina Strong is here to answer any questions. May I have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move that Legislative Council approve the renewal of the Bethel lease agreement and amendment number one for lease space for $55,498.80.
Is there any discussion at this time? Are there any objections to the motion? Hearing none, the motion is approved. Next, we'll move on to Kotzebue office space. The Kotzebue office space lease will expire June 30th, 2012, with 1 one-year renewal option remaining. This lease renewal will run from September 1st, 2012, August 31st, 2013. The cost of the lease renewal is $55,498.80. The cost per square foot comes to $2.74. Procurement Officer Tina Strong, again, is here to answer questions. May I have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move that Legislative Council approve the renewal of the Kotzebue lease agreement for $25,702.56.
Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing none, that motion is approved. On to number 8 on the agenda. The Anchorage office space lease will expire on May 31st, 2012, with 2 one-year renewal options remaining. This lease renewal will run from June 1st, 2012 to May 31st, 2013. The cost of the lease renewal is $675,000, $624.30. This is equal to $2.47 per square foot. So again, it's $675,000, $624.30. Again, Procurement Officer Tina Strong is here to answer any questions. May I have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move that Legislative Council approve the renewal of the lease agreement for the existing Anchorage lease space for $675,624.30.
Is there any discussion? Yes. Representative Osterman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just the discussion in reference to conversations we've had in the past about getting a new building, and I just want to know if there's any update on any efforts by the Legislative Council to or for anybody to find a new building, or are we just letting that go totally, or what's going on?
We're going to probably have to go out for an RFP. And that hasn't been done yet, but that hasn't been noticed for this meeting, so we will take that up at another meeting. That's going to be a very deliberate effort on our part again. So, again, we have a subcommittee. We will organize the subcommittee, and there's only been one person at this time that has come forward and hasn't really made a formal, because I want it to be done properly and everybody has the same amount and transparency to come forward with their suggestions. And as you know, we exhausted the Chevron building and that went to NANA.
So, Madam Chair, are you looking for an RFP from this company, or is this something that may happen? Or
it may happen at our next meeting.
Are we advertising at all?
We are not advertising at this time.
The approval of this contract is $600,000, does that tie us for this next year? Is that what this is, a one-year contract?
Pardon me, I'm sorry, would you repeat that, Representative Osterman?
Is this $667,000, is that a one-year deal?
That is a one-year, that is what we pay per year to our current landlord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion? Are there any could I have the motion, please?
Madam Chair, I've already made the motion, but I have a question for Tina.
And joining us is Senator Dennis Egan. Let the record reflect. Would you state your name for the record, please?
And for the record, my name is Tina Strong, and I'm the procurement officer for Legislative Affairs Agency.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Tina, just to follow up what the House Majority Leader asked the Chair, does this action of renewing this 1 year, how does it impact future tentative plans to look for other space? I mean, does falling under 2 years, does that have a negative impact on the legislature's ability related to this lease?
Through the chair, Representative Herron, no, at this time, renewing for a year is something that I believe that we have to do to go out to bid and find new space for that that many people is going to take over a year. So at this time, I believe renewing for the 1 year, and then within the next year, we can go out to bid and look for new space and see how long it would take to get it ready for us.
Thank you. Follow up? Okay, thank you. Is there any further discussion? Are there any objections to the motion? Hearing none, that motion is approved. Next in your packets, we have an Excel sheet that we have made up. If you would kindly get that now and look at it. It's longer than the 8x11. I believe it's right at the back of your packet, and it starts with 2,844 square feet on the top. That's the one I'm referring to. Many of you have asked for a spreadsheet showing the cost of the Legislative Finance Building. Such sheet was supplied in your packet. If you refer to the spreadsheet, you will notice that the project is 2,844 square feet with a cost of $3.48 per square feet. At the bottom of the spreadsheet, you'll note the estimated cost, project cost to finish the project. The good news is that there are three remaining contracts have come in at a total of $46,069, which is less than the $75,500 that was estimated. So we're grateful for that. Our executive director is requesting a lift of the cap and a budget amount not to exceed $167,240 to pay the existing bills and complete the project. Pam Varney, our executive director, is here to answer any questions. If you would like to call her up to do that, Mr. Co-Chair, Mr. Senate President.
Yes, Madam Chair, I move that the Legislative Council lift the cap on the Legislative Finance Building remodel and approve the solicitation, award, and expenditure not to exceed $167,240 from legislative capital funds to finish the remodel. An additional $20,000 is approved for furniture.
And is there any discussion?
If I could speak to that, Madam Chair, it just seems to me that we need to lift this cap and get on with things. I did ask Ms. Varney to come down and ask her some questions about the bills, and I know she can explain this better than I, but I understand we have bills from January we have not paid. We're accruing fees on those bills. I think it's pretty remarkable we've come, the bids have come under the expectations of $75,000. The bids are at $46,000. I'd like to hear Don explain that, talk a little bit about that. So that's pretty remarkable. It just seems to me, you know, we've been dragging our feet. Let's get this done and finish this project and put it into use.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President. I would note on the bottom of the spreadsheet at the lower right hand, it says the purchase of the building, you can see, which was $250,000. We had closing costs. And so the city assessed value at the time we bought that building was $294,500. So the grand total of the project is $988,813, so just under $1 million, which brings the square footage to $3.48. So is there any further objections? Yes, Representative Osterman.
My question to the maker of the motion, are you lifting the tax total, there's no cap anymore?
Yeah, no, I'm putting the not to exceed $167,000. And that's the figure you had used.
240. Mm-hmm. 167, 240.
Yes, yeah. And with $20,000 for furniture.
Okay. And as, if I may tag on to that, some of the furniture will be moved, so we didn't need an exorbitant amount of money for furniture, but that should cover it. Pam, would you like to speak or answer to Representative Osterman?
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, my name is Pam Varney. I'm Executive Director of the Legislative Affairs Agency. With that additional amount of that $167,240, that was the amount that was in those memos many months ago. gets it up to the grand total of that $750,000. I don't believe we're going to spend that much, but it would be nice to not have to keep coming back to council. And I have a stack of bills here, and Don and his 15 years working as the Capitol Building Manager, I think, has taken pride in dealing every day with the local suppliers, and to not be able to pay the bills, he doesn't like that. So it would be nice to be able to pay Valley Lumber and Jensen Yorba Lot, Alaska Industrial Hardware. We can't even go and buy nails someplace with the cap in place. So. Nice to have it lifted.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other questions? A follow-up?
Yeah, thank you,
Representative.
the figure I heard was 167,000, and this last sheet that I'm looking at, total estimated project is 154,848. That last sheet that I have here, is that correct?
Through the chair, Representative Osterman, that is correct. That 154,848 is the estimated grand total remodeling cost is at that $737,608. Don had asked that the total be $750,000. So, I mean, we'd be happy with the $154,000 or the $167,000. He was just trying to round it out and not have to come back to council.
Okay, thank you. A follow-up?
And these are estimates because we still have work going on that we could end up with new... unanticipated things that are over there. And that's one conversation we had last time in reference to, I believe it was a mechanical and something else.
Through the chair, Representative Osterman, I believe we've accounted for everything. What is not accounted for, and hopefully we will not have any change orders, but we could have unanticipated change orders with our mechanical and electrical contractors. We have a little bit of a contingency here, but that's why we don't know.
And then it's the chair's intent to have Pam Varney, our executive director, bring those change orders to us.
And Madam Chair, just one final comment, and that is on the bottom right-hand side of that where you were talking about what that total would be, the estimated grand total of $988,813. And that is still an estimated cost. That estimate could go over a million then if the change orders have to come through in reference to electrical or the mechanical.
Through the chair, Representative Osterman, that is correct.
Okay, thank you.
And then just also in addition, if I may, you know, we have where the finance is currently located in the SOB building, then they're going to be transferred over, then legislative budget and audit needs a remodel, and there's also coming under this number 9 legislative finance building remodel. We'll have another motion to deal with that cost for that remodel. And I did walk over there with Pam Varney as well as my assistant Kathy Tilton, and it is in really poor conditions for workers. So did you have something,
Madam Chair? Question to the maker of the motion and to you, ma'am, is so the cap now is $988,813.
Yes, that's correct.
My understanding.
Is that incorrect?
Excuse me, Madam Chair. Representative Heron, it would be a million. It's the 988 if it's 154 $1,848, but with the $167,240, it's just adding another $12,000. That gets it up to the even million.
Okay, thank you. So this number was just presented here today, so I did not, last time I looked at it was the 988-813. So, and again, it's going to be, if you, I know it's not totally related, but it is related. By the time we remodel, where legislative budget and audit's going to have their new offices, when finance moves out, that's going to be it conceivably be considered another cost to this. So, I want to go ahead with this motion now. Are there any objections to this motion? Yes. Yes. Is that an objection, or you wanted to say something?
Not an objection, just a
comment.
Okay.
And I don't know if I properly acknowledged that you were here. Joining us is Representative Mike Chenault, for the record.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I would be curious if that's normal. Would be that I'm going to assume LAA is would be charged with the remodeling of the SLB building, where Ledge Finance is moving out of. Is that what I understood?
That's correct.
Madam Chair, Speaker Chenault, I was asked to meet with Representative Hawker and Chris Curtis, the legislative auditor, and they felt that Legislative Council had capital funds, and that Legislative Council, that the funds should come from capital funds and not from operating budget and audit funds. Don Johnston would not be the in charge of the project. They would be going out to bid for a general contractor. They would need to have new office systems for approximately 30 people, new carpeting. There's some walls that need to come down, some walls that need to be constructed, and whatever electrical and mechanical goes along with that.
Yes, follow up.
Madam Chairman, if I may, mm-hmm. I'm not as concerned about what they're doing, but is LAA, just for, I guess, refreshing my memory, is LAA in charge of
facilities and
the facility at the SLB?
Through the chair, Speaker Chenault, no, we are not. That the legislative auditor has always gone out to bid on their own, like for their space in Anchorage. They manage their own space. They pay their own bills. So we do not do the personnel or the accounting for legislative audit. Now, what Representative Hawker is asking us to do is to pay for these expenses out of, you know, our capital funds. So if this is an approval that Legislative Council does, then yes, we would be paying those bills for that project.
And Madam Chairman,
yes, follow up
to clear my mind. I haven't been on finance for a while. Who currently is in charge of the SLB building? Would that be DOT, or who do we rent the building from, so to speak?
Well, it's Department of Administration.
Okay.
Yes.
DOA.
So, Madam Chairman, just as a comment,
I
don't disagree that it needs to be upgraded. I may just disagree on whose pot of money pays for that. So mm-hmm. I'll leave it at that, Madam Chairman.
Okay, thank you.
Madam Chair, so we don't get too confused, that's not this motion.
No, no. There's another motion to come with that. Yeah, thank you.
Want it on the record, Madam Chairman.
Madam Chair.
Yes. Is there any further discussions? Representative Heron.
For the record, just so there's clarification, we've been talking about 988 and we've been talking about $1 million. What is the cap amount?
Ms. Varney, Pam, would you give the exact mark of $1 million? And I apologize, I should have had this too, and I was not given that, so go ahead.
Madam Chair, just so the members realize, the $250,000 is already off the table. The chair asked me to put down the purchase price in these things, but what we're really talking about is We're either talking about $737,608 or we're talking about $750,000 is the total on this remodel. So you might be looking at the total project costs. You could also look at the total project costs of the Thomas Stewart building and that remodel and how the city purchased it. But we're only talking about $750,000 here.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
For the record, so in a few years when somebody goes back to look at the record, the remodeling cost is $737,608 or is it $750,000 and the purchase price is $250,000. So is it $737,608 or $750,000 is the cap?
Ms. Varney.
His motion
is for the 167.
And that would be the 750,000 would be the cap.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. So are there any objections to the motion? Hearing none, the motion is approved. Okay. Okay, you did object? Okay, you object. Okay, then we'll have a roll call. Roll call.
When you say we lift the cap, does that mean that if it goes over, they don't have to come back? I know you're establishing one, but by lifting the cap, are we obligating ourselves beyond that?
We're lifting the cap at each meeting that we bring more bills back. So we had a cap. We've lifted it to 167,240. I believe that's right. What was that?
So, Madam Chair, I think maybe it's terminology. We're not lifting it. We're raising it.
Mm-hmm. We're raising it, correct. And that's a better...
It's clear that we're not lifting the cap. And it goes
No, because we were given very serious direct orders a couple meetings back that we had to come forward any time there was this increase.
Thank you.
Okay.
Madam Chairman?
Yes. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I'm just kind of curious. I think there's an objection on the motion on the table.
Yes.
So could we have some thoughts from somebody that has information on what's the ramifications if the motion fails? Does that mean we don't pay the people that have already done the work, or I'm just kind of curious because I haven't been involved or watched this project, so I'm a little bit confused over the ramifications in the event it fails.
And Senator Stevens, did you?
Well, that's my concern, and that's why I asked Pam to come down and explain to me how we've been doing on paying the bills, and she can explain more than I can. But it would appear that we have bills from January that we have not paid, and that we are paying fees on those amounts, and that's why I asked what the amount was so we could move that cap and turn it over to Pam if she can comment on the senator's question.
Through the chair, Senator Stedman, if the motion fails, we would not be able to sheetrock the building. We would not be able to award that contract. We would not be able to paint. We would not be able to pay Valley Lumber, Jensen Yorba Lot, any of the bills. The cap is at $582,760. So you would have a building that would not be finished. And you will have auditors that are upset because they are looking forward to being able to have some room, and Ledge Finance will stay where they're at, and you will have a building that will be unfinished.
Thank you. Is that an adequate answer? We're not going to get into the mothball topic. So was that adequately answered?
I think that's adequate. I think it kind of, again, from looking at this from afar, because I haven't paid that much attention to it, I don't see why we wouldn't pay the bills that are due. And if people have a, issue with the, some future work, take it up as a separate item. But I think we should be paying our bills. It's, it's not the contractors or the suppliers issue, mm-hmm. That I could see, and we certainly have the funds to do so.
And this is a meeting and an effort to do that.
Right. Madam Chair?
So, yes.
Just to follow
Representative Herron.
Conversation. Pam, so this motion that raises it to $750,000 for remodeling costs, it will pay all bills to date?
Yes, it will.
Okay.
And, excuse me, and the future bills, too, because we'll be able to award the final three contracts and finish the project. And looking at, when you look at the square footage, almost 5,000 square feet in the state office building and the 2,844 square feet and what we've spent, and you add those two projects together, it really brings down the total cost per square foot to remodel space for 40 people.
I think it's time now we'll go ahead with the roll call. Senator Menard, yes. Senator Betty Davis?
Yes.
Senator Dennis Egan?
Yes.
Senator Lyman Hoffman? Lost him. Senator Donnie Olson?
Yes.
Senator Bert Stedman?
Yes.
Senator Gary Stevens?
Yes.
Senator Rep. Alan Osterman? Rep. Alan Osterman.
Does that mean that as senators I have to vote?
Yeah.
See how you get me shook up. Okay, go ahead.
No.
Are you a no?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Rep. Mike Chenault.
Yes.
Rep. Craig Johnson.
Yes.
Rep. Bob Herron.
Yes.
Rep. Lindsay Holmes.
Yes.
Okay. The motion passes. And it's 6 yeas, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 yeas and 1 nay. Okay. Next we have a motion. Senator Stevens?
Madam Chair, I move the Legislative Council approve the solicitation award and expenditure of not to exceed $500,000 from legislative capital funds for the legislative audit remodel in the state office building, and that Representative Mike Hawker be the procurement officer for this project. If Representative Hawker needs additional funds after going out to bid, he can come back to the Legislative Council.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Representative Alan Osterman.
Yeah, I think that personally I need more information before I'm willing to take, as the speaker talked about, is I don't have enough clarification as to whether we should be spending that money over there or not.
Okay, is there any other discussion?
Madam.
Yes, Representative Craig Johnson.
Thank you, and as often we do, we ask for tenant improvements in a agreement. I'm not sure that we should be asking for tenant improvements before we re-up that contract. We might be able to get someone else. Well, it's all us, I guess, but that might go to another department to pay for that, and I'm not certain that we want to go out on a limb, and maybe there's other office spaces that we should be jumping into this without at least going out and seeing what else is out there.
Okay, is there any other comment or discussion on it? Senator Stedman.
Yeah, just kind of curious on having the LBNA chairman as a procurement officer. Is that standard process, or how do we normally do that? It's kind of a new issue for me, and it just seems a little odd, but is that
Ham Varney.
Normal? Or?
Through the chair, Senator Stedman. It's happened many times where someone just delegates to someone else. He's in charge of legislative audit and the people over there, and it's just using a source of funds. Anything over, you know, $25,000 by our legislative procurement procedures, you know, we go out to bid on. So the major things that they would be going out to bid on would be carpet, the general contractor, the office systems for the workers. So you can look at bringing back every contract before Legislative Council. The thing that might happen is with Legislative Council maybe not meeting for a month or two, it might delay this project is the thing. So that's
Representative Herron.
Madam Chair, is this motion time sensitive?
This is the first time I've seen this motion that just came to me an hour ago. So I will just say I would like to postpone it, but let me hear from other members first. Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I'll just voice my concerns again, not knowing
how it normally operates, especially with the SOB building. I guess I would have one question of Pam. Pam, when do we expect the building over here to be complete and Ledge Finance able to move into that building? Is there a date?
Through the chair, Speaker Chenault, we're probably looking at the Ledge Finance people moving in the fall.
And would that be August or September or November, December?
Well, once the building is complete, then Don needs to look at doing built-in. So I don't have a definite date from him. I'm sorry, and he is not here at the meeting.
So, Madam Chairman, I think enough members have voiced concern about do we need to do this tonight, that and not knowing the full details or even partial details of what's going on. I think for us to spend $500,000 tonight, not knowing one, if we should spend it, or two, if that is anywhere near the right dollar amount. I certainly trust Representative Hawker as far as his management skills to put this package together. But I personally just haven't heard of us paying for remodeling over at the SOB. I don't know, like I said earlier, if that's a DOT building, then DOT should pay for those remodels, not the legislature.
Okay, I have three other people that want to weigh in, and then we're going to go ahead, since there's an objection to this motion, and take a roll call. Instead of postponing it, we'll go ahead with that. Go ahead, Representative Lindsay Holmes.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I'm pretty much along the lines of the previous speakers. Given that nothing about this was in our packet and it just came to your attention about an hour ago, I don't feel like I have enough information and to vote on this today. So it doesn't seem like it needs to be taken care of right today, and I would urge us to postpone it to a later date.
Okay, thank you. And I do want to qualify that I did know this was in the hump, but I didn't know it was going to be coming before us, and the amount and the means of which this was going to get accomplished in a motion. I just saw the motion. So Representative Alan Osterman, and then Senator Stevens.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And my frustration is that I'm tired of voting on things that I don't have concrete numbers and concrete contracts in front of me. We vote to spend money and spend money without any knowing what we're doing. Other than this is the estimate, this is the estimate, this is the estimate. I'm absolutely going to refuse to vote for anything, spending any more money out of this Ledge Council, unless there's some kind of a contract that tells me how much we're doing. And to have a motion come forward to spend $500,000 with zero information in front of us, no contract, no pieces of paper, nothing except a motion, that I think is way out of line for this council, and we need to rein it in. And so I'm just putting you on notice that if anything comes before this council that you want to spend money, let's have something firm before us.
Okay. Senator Stevens.
I see Representative Hawker has arrived, and since I used his name in that motion, maybe we could ask him to come forward and make any comments if he's aware of the situation, if he has any thoughts on it, since he would be placed as a responsible procurement officer.
Certainly, the chair would defer to Representative Hawker if he'd like to come forward.
Madam Chair, for the records, Representative Mike Hawker, District 32, Anchorage. I have just received notice that there's a motion on this table that I'm to be made procurement officer of something of which I have absolutely no knowledge.
Okay.
Thank you very much. With that, we will postpone this motion. And the next on the agenda is adjournment. If there are no further questions before the council, hearing none, this meeting is